When you unlock your smartphone, stream a movie, or check your bank balance online, you're interacting with carefully designed software architectures. These invisible frameworks determine whether applications respond instantly or freeze, whether your data remains secure or vulnerable, and whether systems can evolve with changing needs or become obsolete. Software architecture isn't merely about drawing diagrams. It's about making fundamental decisions that determine a system's long-term success. As Linus Torvalds wisely noted, bad programmers worry about the code. Good programmers worry about data structures and the relationships. This insight explains why software architecture in practice has become essential reading for engineering teams at tech giants worldwide. Architecture represents the earliest, most consequential design decisions that shape a system's qualities and success trajectory. It's not just about what a system does, but how well it performs under various conditions: peak loads, failures, security threats, and future changes. Three fundamental structures define architecture: component and connector structures showing runtime elements, modular structures depicting code organization, and allocation structures mapping software to hardware, teams, and environments. What elevates a structure to architectural status? Its ability to help us reason about important system properties. The choice between microservices and monolithic approaches, for instance, profoundly impacts deployment, scalability, and team organization. Every system has an architecture, whether documented or not, but quality varies dramatically based on context. What works brilliantly for an e-commerce platform might be disastrous for aircraft control systems. Effective architectural processes maintain conceptual integrity through cohesive design teams, base decisions on prioritized quality attributes rather than trends, document through stakeholder-focused views, evaluate designs early, and implement incrementally. The architect's role involves balancing competing qualities. Improving security might impact performance. Enhancing modularity might increase complexity, while keeping the system aligned with business goals and technical constraints. Architecture fundamentally determines whether systems thrive or collapse. It enables or inhibits quality attributes. Performance requires managing time-based behavior, security demands protected communication channels, and scalability needs localized resource usage without hard limits. Microservices inherently support independent scaling, while monolithic designs often struggle with varying loads. Architecture provides leverage for managing change through clear boundaries and interfaces. Changes fall into three categories: local, affecting single elements; non-local, preserving architectural integrity; or architectural, fundamentally altering element interactions. Well-designed architectures make common changes local, like updating a database schema without affecting the user interface. Architecture enables predictability through established patterns. We can forecast system qualities based on architectural evaluation because we understand how specific decisions lead to particular outcomes. A cache layer improves response times. Circuit breakers enhance resilience. Architecture facilitates communication among stakeholders with diverse concerns. It carries fundamental design decisions, constrains implementation for consistency, influences organizational structure, enables incremental development, supports planning, provides reusable models, and serves as a training foundation for new team members. Quality attributes are measurable properties that determine how well systems satisfy stakeholder needs beyond basic functionality. While functionality defines what a system does, quality attributes determine how well it performs those functions. These attributes always exist in relation to specific system functions, not in isolation. Architects use structured quality attribute scenarios with six components: stimulus, triggering event; stimulus source; environment; artifact, affected element; response; and response measure, success criteria. For example, a performance scenario might specify a user request arriving during peak load that must be processed within 500 milliseconds. Quality attributes are achieved through tactics and patterns. Tactics directly influence attributes, like using redundancy for availability or encapsulation for modularity. Patterns combine multiple tactics to address recurring design problems, such as model view controller for modifiability or circuit breaker for resilience. Over time, architectures can deteriorate through accumulated compromises as developers make expedient decisions without considering architectural integrity. Small shortcuts create technical debt requiring substantial refactoring. Regular evaluations using methods like ATAM help maintain architectural health while guiding evolution decisions. Availability, a system's readiness to perform when needed, encompasses both reliability and recovery capabilities. It's typically expressed as MTBF divided by MTBF plus MTTR, where MTBF is mean time between failures and MTTR is mean time to repair. High availability systems often target five nines, 99.99% uptime, with service level agreements specifying guarantees and penalties. Availability tactics serve three purposes: fault detection, recovery, and prevention. Detection includes monitoring system health through heartbeats and self-tests. Recovery tactics include maintaining redundant components, implementing rollback mechanisms, and graceful degradation. Prevention tactics aim to avoid faults entirely through techniques like removing components from service temporarily or implementing transactions with ACID properties. Common architectural patterns include active redundancy, where all nodes process identical inputs in parallel; passive redundancy, where only active nodes process traffic but provide state updates to backups; triple modular redundancy with voting logic to detect inconsistencies; and circuit breaker patterns to prevent endless retry cycles during failures. The key insight about availability is that it's not just about preventing failures. It's about designing systems that can detect, contain, and recover from inevitable problems. As Amazon's Werner Vogels famously said, everything fails all the time, making availability tactics essential for any system where downtime has significant consequences. When designing mission-critical systems, we must embrace failure as inevitable and architect accordingly. Modern software development requires rapid feature releases through continuous deployment, enabling hundreds of daily releases via automated pipelines. This process flows through development, coding and unit testing, integration, system building, staging, quality testing, and production, monitored operation, environments. Virtualization revolutionized deployment by enabling environment parity, consistent structure across all environments despite scale differences. This consistency eliminates integration problems that occurred when different teams managed environments with varying configurations. DevOps combines development and operations practices to shorten the time between code changes and production deployment while maintaining quality. It requires strong automated testing and comprehensive monitoring throughout the process. Key architectural patterns include microservice architectures, independently deployable services, blue-green deployment, creating new instances before switching traffic, rolling upgrades, replacing instances sequentially, and canary testing, directing a subset of users to new versions first. The shift toward continuous deployment represents a significant evolution in software development. Organizations mastering these techniques gain competitive advantage through faster innovation cycles and more reliable systems. Integration challenges involve managing both current compatibility and future costs across dependencies. These dependencies extend beyond code to include temporal coupling, resource competition, and semantic coupling, shared protocol knowledge. Complexity increases with the number of dependencies and the distance between components. Effective integration either reduces dependencies or minimizes component distance through tactics like encapsulation, standardized interfaces, discovery services, and resource orchestration. Key supporting patterns include service-oriented architecture with distributed components across platforms, dynamic discovery enabling runtime binding, client-server patterns with low coupling, and publish-subscribe patterns for asynchronous communication without direct component knowledge. When designing integrable systems, architects must consider human factors across organizational boundaries, including different development cultures and varying technical sophistication among partners. Even technically perfect solutions fail if they ignore these organizational realities. Ultimately, integration creates systems that adapt to uncertainty, incorporating new components, accommodating changing requirements, and evolving with business needs. Successful architectures anticipate and embrace change rather than resist it.